Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Grant and Danny. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Danny, this is The Fan. We'll be joined in a moment by FP Santangelo, who's Masson's insider and our insider throughout the playoffs, presented by CDWG. He's presenting the show today as well, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. It's IT orchestration by CDWG. CDWG, people who get it. We'll see what FP wants to do with the lineup, what tweaks and changes he wants to make. The Nationals dropped Game 3. Max Scherzer was the big question mark going into the game. How will his hamstring hold up? How will he look after a long layoff? He threw a masterpiece.
He was incredible.
6 1/3 innings of one hit, one run ball, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks. It was a virtuoso effort. It was just epic. And he was robbed of what should have been an all day long celebration in D.C. of Max Scherzer today. That was stolen from him by this lineup that can't hit. Scherzer was so good in such a big spot. This is what an ace looks like. This is how it's supposed to go. 1-1 series. Game 3 is pertinent. Everyone said you got to win that. You don't want to have to deal with Arrieta against Roark in a must-win on the road. Find a way to take this game. Scherzer, no margin for error. They're not going to score in the first. They're not going to score in the second. They're not going to get hits. They're not going to get anyone on base. They're going to have Kyle Schwarber push a ball around left field like he's a fourth grader in a big league outfield for the first time, and they're going to get gifted a run. There's going to be 2 blunders on the base pass. There are going to be 4 errors in the field, and this offense is going to be inept. They're going to look like grade schoolers against a major league arm, Jose Quintana. And Max Scherzer's told that, and he just goes out and shoves and hangs bagels and dominates into the 7th inning and didn't give up a hit until 23 batters into the game. He was so good, and it was all for naught. Let's go to the hotline, as we promised, and bring on FP Santangelo on Grant and Danny. FP, let's start with the positive, because there's a lot of negative we'll get to. Scherzer yesterday was unbelievable.
He was, and just the fact that he did it with the whole hamstring issue. Did you guys notice in the first inning when he kind of stepped off the mound, he stopped his windup and he tapped his hamstring? And
I did.
I was sitting in the stands going, uh-oh, this isn't going to last long. It might have been the second inning. I can't remember when it was. And I was worried about him. I said, oh, no, this isn't good. And then all of a sudden, he just got stronger as the game went on. And I don't know what you guys thought, because I was in the stands and didn't really see a whole lot of it on TV. It looked like he got stronger as the game went on. And it looked like he was, you know, he wobbled a little bit. He was uncharacteristically wild for a minute there. But I thought he had a lot left in the tank at the end. And, you know, Dusty went out there and he wanted to play matchup baseball. And the rest, as they say, is history. I think it kind of reminds us of another game, but hopefully things change here today if the weather permits.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. It does remind us of a couple of things a few years ago that it didn't go the Nats' way against the Giants. But, FP, would you make any lineup changes today? Would you do anything different or run the same 8 out there?
It's hard to say. I mean, the gut instinct would tell you, yeah, shake it up because it's not working. But if you think about that, if you want Wilmer Defoe in there or you want Adam Lind in there, Defoe hasn't played for 8 days. I mean, it might be longer than that with the layoff.
In September. It wasn't like he was hitting.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people are clamoring for Trey to, you know, at least on Twitter, for Trey to be benched today and not lead off and try Defoe. I do think you got to get Adam Lind in there, though. I really do. I mean, he's just too valuable of a piece. So we'll see what Dusty does. And I don't think it's a panic move, because you have to panic today. I mean, there's a big red panic button, and you have to hit it. I mean, you're playing for your baseball life today, I would try to get Lind in there, but, you know, that's not my job, and that's way above my pay grade.
No, but that's what we're doing, is we're talking about the Nats. And, I mean, this is what we do. So it's game 4, and I'm with you, by the way. So you would go Lind in left over Worth and hit him 6th?
Yeah, you know, I just think you have to have that bat in there somehow, some way. And when you're sitting there and you see him on deck last night and he doesn't get a chance to hit, And when he went up there, he started the whole thing the other night, and he's just been the best, I don't know, quote, bench player in baseball, if you want to even call him that. And he has a knack for putting the barrel on the baseball. He always has all season long. And they need somebody to put the barrel on the baseball right now. I know it was tough seeing yesterday. Those guys will never make excuses, but the conditions were tough for both teams to see. But you got to find a way, and you got to find a way to win.
FP Santangelo, always great having him on the show, coaching us up here on our hotline. Look, the reason that they're down 2-1 is that they can't hit. I think we all understand that. You can't have 8 hits sans that 8th inning in game 2 as an 8-hitter lineup to this point in 86 or so at-bats. I mean, their batting average as a starting lineup is a blood alcohol content that you barely get a DUI for. It's not even 100. It's a problem. But I want to go through a couple of the specifics late innings with Dusty yesterday. Thoughts on not walking Rizzo? I thought that was just an outrageous decision, and that's not second guessing. That was in the moment. I could not believe they were pitching to him. FP, I bought a ticket like you did. It sounds like you were in the crowd. Everyone around me before that was saying the exact same thing. I don't understand the logic for Dusty to face their best RBI guy who's killed them in this series rather than putting him on and dealing with a strikeout pitcher and going to get strikeout hitter in Contreras against Madsen.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like it was hard contact. So let's start with that, first of all. I mean, it was a blooper that found a hole and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it wasn't like he hit one off the wall or hit one in the seats. I mean, he got the soft contact he wanted out of that matchup. So, I mean, the end result wasn't what any of us wanted. But when you bring in a matchup guy, you're hoping that you get soft contact or he makes it out. So, I mean, if that's a blooper to short, nobody's talking about it. It just went over Trey's head and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. I'll probably say that 4 more times in this interview, but it's one of those things. I'm with you, Grant. I mean, it's easy to look at it now after the blooper dropped and say you got to walk him. But I'll just say this. Anthony Rizzo's been through the battles. He's battle-tested. I mean, when you win a World Series as a ball club and you come together like that and you guys know how to win in October, I used to say this about the Yankees, that they just played another game. These were just another game for the Yankees. Derek Jeter just played another game. It wasn't playoff baseball. It wasn't the ALDS in his case or the NLDS with Rizzo. He's done this. So they have slow pulses over there right now, and because they have a ring in their locker that they can go look at after the game. So in those situations, those guys aren't fazed by it. I mean, they played game 7 of the World Series. They were behind. They came back and won. So it's the little old NLDS to these guys, right? And in the Nats, it's the playoffs. They got to get out of the first round. So when you take all this into account, Rizzo is a guy I don't think, because of what he did last October and what he's done to you in this series, can't beat you. I mean, he's the one guy that can't beat you. And I mean, there's other dangerous bats in that lineup, too, so it's not just him. But Dusty got the matchup he wanted. I'll just say this, you guys. Like, I'm not second-guessing Dusty. He's a friend of mine. But I'm a firm believer in ride or die with your ace. And I've always been that guy. I was that guy with Matt Williams. I'm that guy right now. I'm a broadcaster. I'm not a manager. But if I ever did manage, I would sleep 8 hours at night if you beat my Cy Young.
Yeah, and to that end, and you touched on it, FP, Anthony Rizzo, 5 RBIs, the rest of the Cubs, 3. They play game 4 today with the weather. He's not beating me today. Someone else can do it, and I'll tip my cap if they do. But speaking of going with your best, it reminds us of Matt Williams having Aaron Barrett out there. I like Aaron Barrett, but there were other options that had been instrumental for you. Other options in this Nationals bullpen, Ryan Matson doesn't go, Sean Doolittle doesn't go, and you removed Brandon Kinsler. Those are the guys that transformed this bullpen, and they didn't really have a hand in how the game ended. Is that something that you expect to change today, where if you're going down, it's with whatever your best happens to be?
You got to empty the chamber today. I mean, whatever it takes, it's all hands on deck. And if it gets to game 5, Max said he wants to pitch in game 5. So you have to do whatever you can, if you're Dusty Baker, if you're the Nats, to get it back to D.C. And then you got a good chance. You got a fighting chance. So I don't know. Just the fact that we're talking about it and we have this much passion about it is a good thing. And I think the playoffs, it's never an easy ride, man. When you sign up for this in April, you're hoping your team gets into the tournament. Your team's in the tournament, and it's frustrating because all of us, it's torture every year, right? It's the same thing every year. And I get that. I understand that. But it's cool that we get to experience these emotions and we get to be this passionate. And we get to say, what is he doing? Why aren't they hitting? I mean, this is all good stuff. But, I mean, ideally, we'd all like to play a little longer into October. It's not over yet. I'm not panicking yet. Maybe a little bit, but not as much as most most people are. And like I said, today you got to do it every. I mean, it's everybody today. It's whatever it takes today. The one thing, you know, you wonder is if Dusty's going to shake it up or he doesn't want it to be perceived as panicking. So we'll see. I think there's a sense of urgency, just like there was in game two. I mean, we're right back to game two for me. But the only difference is if you lose today, you're done.
Yeah, and I agree with you on your comment about the process and how good they are and how well they're run. And the fact that they checked all the boxes from a personnel standpoint, I'm Team FP. It's just tough, man. Again, here we are. And it's, you know, it's the division series. It's not this difficult. It's just not. I'm sorry. I mean, you got to win three to get to the LCS. They're too damn good every year to get here and not to hit and to lay an egg. And it's not over yet. And hopefully they win today and they go back to Nats Park. But I'm just telling you, I've been saying what you just said for years, and I don't know if I'm going to do that again this time. This is too good of a group. I get that it's a small sample in last year's group in 2012 and 2014. That is not Daniel Murphy or Trey Turner's cross to bear, but it just gets old, man.
No, I'm with you, Grant. I mean, there's frustration. Obviously, there's frustration. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, this is the year I thought was going to be different. This is the best Washington Nationals team I've been around on a daily basis. It's the deepest. It's got the bullpen. It's got the starters. It's got everything. It's got the lineup. They play decent defense. I mean, so, yeah, I'm a little bit shocked. I picked the Nats in four. I did. And I honestly thought they were just going to roll the Cubs and roll through this thing. And then when Max got injured, I thought, uh-oh, well, now they're going to have to fight a little bit. But, you know, Max was amazing yesterday. Another almost no-hitter. But, I mean, it's hard to explain. I'm at a loss for words. You guys know I talk way too much. I'm at a loss for words, too. It's frustrating. But let's not all be crazy frustrated and outraged until this thing's officially over. And it's not. You still got a chance. You still got a major league playoff game to play today. And if you win and get it back, I'll say this. Like, you can break down everything. I'll put Nats Park atmosphere up against Wrigley Field any day. I commented, I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought early in the game yesterday that the fans were more into it at Nats Park than they were at Wrigley. At the end, it was nuts. I mean, it got loud, and it was what you thought it would be. But if you could get it back to Nats Park, and what we saw from Nats fans in the first two games was amazing. Like, I've never seen that ballpark before. And you get it back to D.C., and who knows? Maybe you go Strasburg and Max and Gio, and you just throw everything and see what happens. So just get it back home. We just win today if we play. It doesn't look like they're playing, though.
FP, thank you as always, buddy. We will talk to you if and when the Nats play again, man. Hopefully it's Thursday.
Yeah, don't give up yet, and don't quit until it's time to.
No, I'm not going to. I got faith that Tanner Roark can throw well and hopefully throw a shutout so that they only need to score one run. Thank you, FP.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, boys. See you.
FP Santangelo with us on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Our double play, What's Going On in Our Lives, Nothing to Do with Sports, is next. You want to react to that? You can. 800-636-1067 on G&D.
Breaking sports news on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
I kind of figured this had to be coming at some point. The New Orleans Saints have traded Adrian Peterson to the Arizona Cardinals for a conditional draft pick, according to multiple reports that are out there now. But Adrian Peterson, who wasn't getting any carries in New Orleans, now going to get them for the Arizona Cardinals, traded to Arizona for a conditional pick this morning. More details as they become available throughout the afternoon right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.